You live. You live. You live.
About them bullets, they slow you up. You ain't really dying, we watched you grow up. At 12 months, you took your first steps awkwardly across the kitchen floor to your best. Your first breaths that we can call words were in your father's lap on November 23rd. And they would live for me, and he did for you. Flipped a neutron and stayed inside the crib for you. And this commitment from your father imparted a deep sense of value you forever harbor. We were all so proud as we seen you getting smarter and the bond grow deep between the mother and the daughter. You are not a mod. All the different regions can tell when we were sick and even knew the reasons. The world wasn't at peace, gunfire every weekend. But you were hardly there, cause you was always leaving. Field museum, planetarium, aquarium. You saw something special in the tank you were staring in. And in those moments, as a little girl, you realized it was a bigger world. Bigger than the South Side, bigger than Chicago. You were bigger still, wanting rims on your car though. And big ass woofers in your car though. So you could wang like your daddy at the park eating sharks. Went to King where you were teased for being smart. Where you bumped into Hadia teaching art. You live. When you got your scholarship, at 22 is when you got your doctorate. Even now it's kinda hard to believe, but your father taught you work hard and achieve. And you complied, accepted by every medical school you applied. But the coolest thing is when they offered you that high paying slot, you replied, they need me in the hood, and that's where you reside. Free clinic, nobody denied. That's where you heard the shots and quickly ran outside and saw a man in a van and a bleeding baby in his hands. Fading fast, but you knew she could survive. Did everything you could to keep this girl alive. Stabilized until the ambulance arrived. And in that moment where you gave your help, I bet you didn't know that you saved yourself.